You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
That song is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it's got a really good beat.
It does.
But if you listen to the lyrics, ridiculous.
It's not like it's written by a composer or anything
absolutely
like that.
Absolutely ridiculous, but yeah.
Most of the lyrics are make the booty go smack.
You could make the booty go smack, you milk the cow, I don't, whatever.
Oh,
ridiculous
a lot of euphemisms
things.
There.
Anyway, that's Usher, of course.
Oh my God.
Just a reminder, Mix 100's Fun Money is going to be back at 8:30 today, so set a little reminder in your phone. We'll get somebody qualified for their chance to win $1,000 this Friday. All the details are at mix100.com. It's going to be a fairly decent day today. 59, a little cooler, some potential light snow in the mountains, maybe some little showers here and there around the city today. It's like I said, it's a blip, because if you look at the extended forecast,
oh,
holy
baby
crap,
girl.
Josh, baby girl. Slap that forecast.
Oh, my God.
77 on Friday, 78 Saturday, and 77 on Sunday.
It's beautiful.
We're having some people over on Saturday for my daughter's birthday, so...
Oh,
it's really
that's
nice.
Fun.
Generally, it's snowing and really crappy weather on
yeah
her birthday, so we're like, man, let's get out the patio furniture. Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. She's doing a Taylor
hey
Swift birthday
there
party.
You go. Of course it is. That's awesome.
It's
I like that.
It's pretty darn cute,
yeah,
man.
That's cool.
It's pretty cute. And yeah, I actually pulled out some of my patio furniture yesterday. I
hey,
shove it in
go
the shed,
yeah,
you know, for the winter so it mm-hmm you know lasts. And I was like, I'm pulling some of this out. And
that's this weekend especially.
That's a good feeling. When yeah you pull the patio furniture back out, you're like,
oh yeah,
the heat is on. The heat is on.
That's nice. I like that.
Here is what is trending. It's a big day today. I'm going to be participating in Colorado's Pint Day. It's the 9th annual Colorado Pint Day. 225 participating breweries for this year's event. You can wander in and buy your beer at the brewery and support them. And then they can upcharge you for the Colorado Pint Day glass. They do a special
no
collector's
way
glass every year. It's become like this huge cult following here in Colorado
yeah
where people are collecting all the glasses. And like a dollar of it goes to the Colorado Brewers Guild, which is pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome. Where's
it
that at?
All these breweries. 225 different locations, man. So
oh, my gosh.
If you go
awesome
on to the, it's like a Colorado Pint Day website. I don't know yeah what it is. Just get on your Google box and do it. You can see all the locations, and I will probably be down at Coal Mine Avenue Brewery later today.
So you'll be getting drunk like the coworkers were yesterday.
I'm going to get my go drink on at like 4.
At like 4, yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere for
I
sure.
I got to get
yeah
up early, so I'll be doing this at 4.
Yeah, go to bed at 6. There you go. Drink early.
Today's also National Siblings Day. Shout out to Josh's sisters.
All right.
And National Hug Your Dog Day.
Aw, that's
funny
cute
story, real quick. I got a new Instagram follow yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were joking.
Shut up, Jeremy, on Instagram if you want to follow me. And a lot of people followed us yesterday, and I looked down at one that was following us. I was like, whoa, she's kind of pretty. I was like, wow, she's a really pretty, pretty girl. I was like, look at her, Josh. And what did you say?
It's my sister, my older sister who does not have my same last name anymore. I go, hey, I thought you were kidding. And I go, that's my older sister. And he goes, oh,
good for her.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, doesn't have my
so,
last name anymore.
Shout out to Josh's sister for the follow on Instagram. Really appreciate it. Here's some exciting news. There's a delicious new apple coming, Josh.
What?
We're going to get new apples.
What? They still make new ones?
They're making new apples. I guess this was made... Bah, 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 bah. Here's what it's known as. WA64. The
oh,
WA64.
That sounds healthy.
I guess they first created it in 98, but they've kind of been perfecting it over the many, many years since 1998. They say it's a crossbreed between Honeycrisp and the Pink Lady.
I love me some Honeycrisp apples.
I love Honeycrisp as well,
so
and
good.
I love the cost of the Pink Lady.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we can mix those two.
Yeah, so it is a balance of tart and sweet,
okay,
firm, crisp, and juicy, much like your sister.
Oh, man.
And they say it's a very...
She listens to the
very,
show.
Well, you said crisp, but it goes on to say that it is a very, very crispy apple. And I yeah love me a good
I
crispy
love a
apple
good crispy apple, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, they're holding some contest online where you can try to name this apple in the Tree Research Center or whatever that is developed, WA64. Is going to give it a fancy new name.
You could probably name it the Hannah.
The Hannah. Oh, Hannah. Yeah, so I'll post a link on that on our Facebook page if you want to participate and try to name the apple. Let's see. Speaking of the youngsters, Gen Zers are throwing shade at all the Xers and the millennials. They say that wearing eyeshadow makes you look old. Like, that's an old thing to do.
Well, I've been telling you to stop for years. So.
Oh, you're just trying to get it back at me right now. You're not going to win, dude.
I know.
So, yeah. So, don't wear eyeshadow, I guess, if you're getting ready for work today and you want to look young, hip, and like a Z-er.
Well, I guess the younger, yeah, the younger younger peeps out there are just wearing mascara, right? They would just be just doing that?
I guess.
To make the lashes look
longer. I'm so out of the loop on this. I don't even know. Well, you tell me. You're more younger than me.
Nicole looks really natural. She doesn't.
She puts on eyeshadow.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't get it because I was looking at pictures. They had this article and it was like showing all these hot young celebrities now. Like my girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney, was on there.
Of course.
Eyeshadow. Yeah. She had eyeshadow on.
Dude, so girls don't talk to me, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
My sisters don't talk to me.
Listen, I'm just reporting what's trending, okay? This is what's going on in the world. There's a new version of Scrabble coming out. It's called Scrabble Together. And speaking of the Z-ers, it is formulated that so Gen Z-ers want to play it. They say this new game is going to bring people together, including people who think word games aren't for me. And here's why, because of the Z-ers, they say that competitiveness is declining in the younger generations.
Uh-oh.
Really? You think everybody gets a trophy? They say the youngers avoid competitive games in favor of teamwork and collaboration.
I just don't think they can spell, so they have to put words like LOL and TXT in there.
Right, that's a good point. OMG, OMG!
OMG, yes, they're just using the short little three-letter words now.
Yeah, so it sounds like you get to have a team with this one so you guys can put your heads together and play, and then there's other like competitive things within it. You can do a word containing at least two different vowels, make a vertical word.
Like
there's
book.
I did book. There's also helper cards, which introduce things like making the letter S tiles blank.
So this is literally for people that can't spell. I mean, this is they're making it cute and sweet to, you know, put your brains together, but
it's cute Scrabble.
People can't spell anymore.
It's cute Scrabble is what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, guess what? I'm still not going to play it.
No. No.
I'm not a board games kind
of
guy.
Really?
I've got I've got monkey brain and I get extremely bored with them within
there's some
20
that are
minutes.
Fun.
I'm like, I'm out. I'm going to bounce.
Okay. I can get behind that with like Monopoly. I think Monopoly is not a fun game.
So long.
It never ends.
Never ends.
And man. I always go bankrupt. So.
Here's your crap on celebrities. Sylvester Stallone is in the news because he's been accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of his Paramount Plus show called Tulsa King. I guess he's complaining that all the extras are blanking ugly.
Has he looked in the mirror?
I know!
Lately?
It's like, dude, you've had some work done and you don't look normal, but he's calling people like tub of lard.
He looks like he went through 12 rounds of a boxing match.
Hey, leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, man.
Poor guy. Working with ugly people.
I know.
I know
so
how that
anyway,
is. I know how that is, Sylvester.
He's making everything uncomfortable and toxic.
Huh. Okay.
Bridget Jones 4 is happening. Officially returning. It's called Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy. And Bridget Jones will be played by Sylvester Stallone. No. I don't know. I've never seen any of these.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the first three.
Yeah, so there. That's going on. More news coming out about Morgan Wallen. They started adding up all the jail time he could be looking at. This is like if he gets everything thrown at him, you know, and he does have to go to jail. Most likely he'll do the plea deal. He'll get a slap on the wrist, pay a fine, and move on. But they say each of his three felony counts carries a potential sentence between 1 and 15 years. So they could hit him for 15 years times 3, man.
Oh, my. Just don't throw things.
Don't
throw things, buddy.
I will say I did find something called the Splat Calculator online this morning. And it shows how fast objects are traveling when they hit the ground after free fall.
That's hilarious.
So they say this chair is about 20 pounds, thrown from roughly 65 feet. So it would hit the ground at 45 miles per hour. So think about getting hit in the face with a chair going 45 miles an hour.
That'll snap your neck.
It'll snap your neck right off.
Absolutely.
So this is why they're really going after this guy. Because, I mean,
he's an idiot.
Could have killed.
And I like his music. Like, I've loved Morgan
Wallen. I'm fine
with
his music.
And it's that bothersome. That's just not even childish.
What if he hit
a
child?
Stupid. Oh, my gosh. That's stupid acts.
Yeah, he could have killed somebody. So anyway, the Splat Calculator helped me out this morning. There's lots of debate going around whether Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em is really country. We won't get into that debate right now. But There's this YouTube channel called There I Ruined It, and they mishmash songs and stuff. And now they used an AI voice program to see what it would sound like if OG country boy Hank Williams sang some of the Beyonce country song. And well, this ain't I just happen to have it.
Ain't no hold up. Lay your cards down, 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 down.
That's so I kind of like it.
It sounds just your like him.
Throw your keys
up. A little twang in there now.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Why do I love this so
much? I think I like it better.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life.
Just a couple more seconds.
Don't be a
that's what she says to me.
I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
The crowd in the background, come on.
On me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a come and take it to the floor
him
now.
Hank
Williams, everybody. I'm sorry. That brings
that's
me so much
good.
Joy. It's just so ridiculous and
I love
old-time
me some Hank,
twangy
though. Yeah.
That I had to play that for you.
That's good. I mean,
it's good.
Be honest,
it's really
I
good.
Prefer it to the original. I do. That's
bite
good.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah,
bite
that's good.
Bite your tongue. What else is going on? If you have tattoos that you just absolutely hate, PetSmart has announced a new contest where five lucky winners will receive a free tattoo. The idea is that you're going to be covering up your old tattoo that you regret with a new tat of your beloved pet, Josh.
Well, do you know who did that?
Who?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh,
he got a
you're
dog
right.
to cover up his ex-wife.
Well,
or was it his current wife?
Current wife. They separated and then they ended up staying together. So
oh, they
that's
did.
Awkward.
Oh, this got really awkward.
I'm so sorry, Adrian. I'm so sorry.
No, really, it looks like you still. Just turn your head a little bit. Just turn your head a little bit.
So yeah,
he did do that though.
You're
yes.
right, dude.
Yes.
I completely forgot about that.
That is awkward, man. They stayed together. Oh my goodness. Hey, sorry about that.
No, sorry about that. So anyway, you got to go online and submit and jump through a bunch of hoops, but it's kind of a cute little thing.
Yeah.
If you've got some like an X on your arm and you want to get rid of it, and you got a dog that you love. So.
Would you get a portrait of Goldie Fawn?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Come on. Do Hold it on. On your
well,
butt.
I got to take a sip of my tea. Hold on.
Hey, real quickly, while you're doing that, is it cool if I hit Josh on sports real fast just to get
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hurry up because we're almost done.
Yep, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Rockies lose again. They are 3-9. The Avalanche had a fantastic game. They beat the Wild 5-2. Nathan McKinnon is a freak. And your Nuggets won 111-95 against the Utah Jazz.
There you go. You're up to date on sports.
Boom.
Boom. Done. That's all you get. I do have a couple good news things floating around, kind of weird news. A 58-year-old grandmother in Canada broke a world record by doing a plank for 4 hours and 30 minutes, and she's almost 60 years old.
That would kill me.
I got tired just reading that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How long do you think you could do a plank?
I don't even want to talk about it, Josh. I could probably do it for 5 minutes.
You really?
That I could
do
it
is.
For 5 minutes.
Okay, all right. Sure, I won't say anything.
I'm a big talker.
I bet you could.
I'm a big talker. And get this, Larry and Jessica McDonald, living in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now hold the record for the greatest height differential of a married couple, where the woman is taller. Now get this. She is 5'10", and he's 3 foot tall.
Aw,
they've been
like
married for almost 18 years. Just a little taller than you. They've been married almost 18 years, have 4 kids together.
Wow.
How does that work?
Well,
I guess it's working. It's working.
At least 4 times.
And I did post the pictures of it on our Facebook page if you do want to see it. It's
cute, man. Love knows no bounds or height.
It's unique.
Yeah.
Clickbait.
Make your way to said Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. See the pictures of the lovely couple. And why didn't I think of this? A man has invented a new popcorn bucket, Josh.
What?
You can
Is
see
the
pictures
Dune
of it. No. It's, yeah, that one was good, but no. So the bottom of it's really narrow, like about the size of a large soda.
Okay.
And then it goes up, and then boom, the big bucket parts on top of that for the popcorn.
Oh, I
so
see where this
So you can
is
take
going.
It and set it right in your cup holder. At the movie theater.
Brilliant.
So it's a cup holder popcorn
that
bucket.
Do you know how many people have spilled their
Dude.
Popcorn over the decades of movie watching?
This will eliminate
oh
that embarrassment
gosh.
Right there.
That's
so,
brilliant.
It's brilliant. So see the unique popcorn bucket on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait. Hey.